We spoke to the players on Monday and said, look, we've got to clear our minds of the situation in the build-up to the game as regards performing as professionals. On the other hand, we know what's gone on, and I think the club's been really, really, good with the respect levels and how they've conducted themselves throughout our club, throughout Burnley Football Club. Leicester, unquestionably amazing, I think, for how they've conducted themselves, for how the fans have. It does remind you how powerful football is, because this is not about results, it's about a community, it's about a group of fans respecting an owner, respecting a football club. And it's a rare one for me where, even regardless of the result, and of course, I'm happy to get a point and a clean sheet and all the rest of it, but regardless of that, it's a rare one for me, but I thought the game was beyond all of that.
Kun Vichai's son, Iwat, led the Leicester players around the pitch and some of their former managers at full time. Does it just underline the importance of a community to a football club when you look at something like that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it shows the outpouring of respect that the owner had here, and his family, of course. I suppose the other thing you do forget sometimes, because an owner's such a big figure at a football club, but he's a dad as well, and you sometimes forget that. And, it's a strange situation to occur, but the way that the football club has shown its respect and how they've dealt with the thing is absolutely amazing.
I imagine it's affected one of your players as well, because, of course, Chris Wood played at Leicester City when he was owner.
Yeah, I mean, Wood is a strong character, but he spoke to a few of their players and, showed his respect as an individual. We've done as much as we can. That fine line, I didn't want to get too involved. We came down here last night, myself, Ben, me and Tom Heaton and Tony Loughlin. We popped down and dropped a wreath down and just under the radar. It's not about us, but we have to show our respects, of course. It's about Leicester, it's about the community, it's about the football club. So all of that's been tough. It's tough for the players, but they've got on with it today. Especially tough for their players, of course, because not only preparing but getting ready for a game and delivering a performance is not easy. So, a strange day, and one that I'm hoping doesn't reoccur for obvious reasons.
Obviously, the game is secondary to that, but I do just want to ask you about Stephen Dufour, because he's a player who's had so many unlucky injuries over the years. What do you know about the knock that he got at this stage?
Well, it's not just Stephen, unfortunately. Johan's come off with a calf. Stephen's just been careful with his knee. Just felt a little bit the same knee that he'd had surgery on. But more careful, we're hoping. See how it settles down tomorrow. Tarky's had a hernia operation, Ben Gibson's had a hernia operation. So, every time we look like we're getting back, there's another challenge. And it's just been one of them seasons so far. There's a lot of work, not just the football pitch, but other things that have occurred. So we're digging our way through it. I think the team, you saw today, they're still very motivated, still want to get back to what we are. And so there's more work to be done, but it would be helpful if a few of these challenges start coming our way.
Great time for a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot made of us suddenly conceding goals. But we know the defensive format. We know the team can operate. And I thought they operated well today. Kept them to a couple of... It's unlikely you go away in the Premier League and the opposition don't have a couple of good... Or the home team, I should say, don't have a couple of good chances. We created a couple ourselves. But overall, I'm happy to come out with a point and a clean sheet and a more like-us performance, I would say. But still more to come.
You said to us on Thursday you didn't think you were too far away, the signs were good. Is that another step in the right direction today?
Well, I mentioned about West Ham. My job is obviously to get results, but also sometimes to see through results. And although the performance of West Ham can still get better, the actual mentality was there, the belief in the squad to keep pushing and keep driving to get a result. It's easy to be pleased and proud of players, when you're winning. But I'm equally proud and pleased with my players when we're not, because they give a lot for themselves, for the team, for the club. And I stood by them because they give me a lot. And I just mentioned there were signs of it coming back. And I thought today there were signs again. Good blocking, good shape, good energy when needed. And still a threat going forwards. And I think that balance was better today.
Any idea with Tarkowski, the length of this injury? Or?
No, we'll wait and see. But usually that type of thing nowadays settles down pretty quickly after the operation.
With Defoe and with Gudmundsson going off as well today, is this international break a pretty decent one?
Yeah, definitely. I think they've all been needed this year. Normally I'm yes or no is an equal measure, but now, this season they have been needed. This time it's for injuries. The last ones have been used for rest because of all the games that we've had. So we continue to make sense of the job in hand.